Got any music?
What kind of crap is this?
Wow. Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia. Disco is the LSD-induced love child of the 70s dance music of disco and the beats of modern house music. A tamer name for the genre would plainly be known as disco house. This electronic take on traditional disco danced its way onto the main stage of indie in the 2000s and 2010s. It draws from house tracks of the 80s and 90s while blending the classic disco tracks of the 70s. But a new genre meant new styles and new techniques. New disco shares some features with other major 21st century dance music styles emerging at the time. French house, as exemplified by Daft Punk, Cassius, and Justice, was one of these dance styles. Statistically, new disco shares many characteristics with French house music, which leans heavily on synthesizers, samplers, and a steady, unchanging groove. Many musicians that fit under the new disco umbrella dance back and forth between French house and new disco, Daft Punk perhaps being the most famous example. One of the pioneers of the genre is the DJ duo Phase Action. Their debut EP, titled Original Disco Motion, was promptly followed by In the Trees, which showcases new disco staples like live instrumentation in the traditional disco mold mixed with modern production features such as synthesizer parts and sound effects. These are some of the other essential new disco characteristics. Core funk grooves. Many new disco tracks sample core drum grooves from the 1970s funk, soul, and disco. The hard bass-heavy rhythm allows for easy remixing and modification. Modern synths. Similar to more synthetic forms of EDM and electronica, new disco uses contemporary synth technology. These psychedelic and otherworldly sounding synths add a modern touch and an ambience to the tracks. Selected live instrumentation. In a nod to the original disco movement, new disco often features bass lines and guitar licks played by live musicians. Most new disco tracks sample disco classics for a groovy twist on the 70s classics, but others venture into the delicate and intricate riffs of early disco. Long repetitive grooves. New disco embraces the long run times of the 1970s and 1980s disco, but it concerns itself less with the structured sections and pop hooks of those earlier genres. In its infant stage, new disco abandoned the verse-chorus structure for its arpeggios. By the late 2000s and early 2010s, groups like Hercules and Love Affair and Justice brought back the verse-chorus structure. New disco really broke into the music scene in 2008 when Breakbeat, a dance-centered website, debuted a new page titled New Disco in Indie Dance, featuring tracks from genres like the 1970s classic Boogie Balearic Beat, 1980s Italo Disco, and Space Disco. Beatport playlists help introduce these styles to broad audiences, and they set the stage for greater awareness in the decade to come. Some of the legends of new disco have been around since the early 90s, and new artists continue to fly into the scene, making names for themselves and keeping disco alive and well. Jamiroquai, led by JK, also known as the Cat in the Hat, known for his eccentric and rather tall hats, has over 27 million album sales, multiple awards, and 5 sold-out world tours in their more than 25 years of playing. Their song Cloud 9 off of their album Automation is filled with smooth sci-fi grooves, soulful electro-funk, and a throwback techno vibe. From the intergalactic grind of the title track and the cruising sunshine of Something About You to the hand-clap disco of the first single Cloud 9, it's every inch a classic Jamiroquai album, and then some. The band has amassed a steady stream of hits in their native UK and experienced chart success in just about every other area of the world. With an irresistible blend of house rhythms and 70s-era soul and funk, Jamiroquai is one of the essential new disco artists and one of the most successful in the business. But I found another crush. You got me now. The Avalanches, an Australian electronic group best known in the new disco community for their record-breaking 2000 album, Since I Left You. The album alone has over 900 samples, including Madonna's Holiday and many other tracks. Formed in 1997, Robbie Chatter, Tony DiBlasi, and Darren Seltman were the founding members of The Avalanches. The trio started with a short-lived rock band named Alarm 115, but they had an ambitious idea that would land them on the name Avalanches. Darren Seltman told ABC TV, "In the beginning, we decided we would change our name every show until we got signed by a record label. Lo and behold, this worked, and thus the Avalanches were born." The first track on Since I Left You shows the limitations are limitless when new disco artists sample for their craft. Could we really talk about new disco without talking about world sensation Daft Punk? By the mid-2010s, Daft Punk took the genre to new heights with their album Random Access Noise. The album took the French house style and allowed for the new generation to live in the disco craze in their own way. The group's smash hit, Get Lucky, for example, is still one of the biggest pop hits in recent years. This track was new disco to the core, with none other than original disco pioneer Nile Rodgers featured on guitar. Daft Punk is no longer together, breaking up in February of 2021, but their influence continues to show in records today. They were able to change pop music itself. New discos is one of the subgenres in the Subgenrepedia that is still being released today, so make sure you find your own favorite new disco artist. I hope you learned a little something today, and you were able to get groovy, or maybe even find a new favorite subgenre. Until next time, I'm Alex Neal with the Subgenrepedia. So long.